This is Dr. Ali dictating readmission history physical, patient name Wilkin, W-I-L-K-I-N-S, Palestine, P-L-E-S-T-I-N-E, date of birth 3-2-1949, place Autumn Lake Nursing Rehab at Arlington West, date of service 1-20-2024. History of present illness. This is a 74-year-old female. She has a known history of duodenal AVM, history of GI bleed in the past, and history of AFib and bilateral DVT and PE on allopus. Patient also has severe peripheral vascular disease, required right superficial femoral artery. And the left common femoral artery stent placement and the left BKA, cardiomyopathy, CKD. Patient was at the nursing home, Arlington West. She has a GI bleed. She was sent to the hospital. Hemoglobin was 5.9. Patient was admitted to IMC level of care. Patient was managed after transfusion. Blood work was monitored and patient consulted by GI, and they recommended endoscopy. Patient was also noted for hyperkalemia that was managed, and she also the AKI. She underwent enteroscopy, ENT, ER, SOCOP enteroscopy on January 15. She has a 4 atrial venous malformation in the stomach. Treated with bipolar cautery, cautery, and also AVM in the duodenum and duodenum cauterization of the AVM and duodenum and duodenum, and also after blood transfusion, hemoglobin monitor stable, and gastroenterology recommended to hold off anticoagulation for 7 days. Then after that, the activity started. Patient has successful cauterization and coagulation for hemostasis. After that, no more bleeding identified in the hospital. And subsequently, patient transferred here. When I saw the patient today, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no more bleeding, no fevers, no chills. Next line, past medical history, GI bleed. Next line, gastric and duodenal AVM. Next line, history of DVT and PE, history of AFib. She has been an allocus. Peripheral vascular disease, left BKA. Social history of chronic smoking, no alcohol, no drug. Currently, she's in the nursing home resident. Medications. Upon discharge, Seroquel 25 mg BID, Nexium Allocus 2.5 mg BID. Nexium Lipitor 80 mg daily, Nexium Protonics 40 mg daily. Allocus to be restarted on 1-22-2024. Tylenol, PRN for pain and aches, and nicotine patch for chronic smoking cessation program. Social history, nursing home resident, chronic smoking, lower system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no cough, cardiac congestion, GI and vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital illness, no maturity, no neural syncope, GI, no bleeding. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, forgetful. memory is impaired, blood pressure 130 over 60, pulse 78, temperature 98 Fahrenheit, respiration 18 pulse ox, 98%. Headed diaphragmatic connects up on the UD chest and tender lungs. Bilateral onchi heart is soft, not in bosom, positive. Extremities. Left BK stump healed. Right leg no edema. Neuro, she is awake, alert but forgetful and disoriented. Assessment: patient has immediate status post a recent GI bleed, secondary to AVM. Required cauterization. Patient tolerated the procedure well, and severe anemia status of blood transfusion. Hematocrit remained stable after transfusion. Next line is of DVT and P. Next line. HDF AFib. Next line, HDF AFib basket. These. The left BK. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Excellent plan of care. We're starting all of current medications. We'll restart a PC band as recommended by the hospital on 122. Okay, discuss with the patient. And also the nursing staff. We'll follow CBC BMP. Next patient. Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R, Alexander Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, date of birth, 9/23/1964, place, Autumn Lake, at Arlington West, date of service, 1/20/2024, patient seen today's follow-up and subacute rehab. Patient has been admitted. Status post stroke, expressive aphasia, right hemiplegia, ambulatory dysfunction. Today, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Asthmatic HD hypertension, next line, expressive aphasia due to stroke, next line, right side weakness, next line, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, COPD, HD of COVID infection with recovery, regular system, the head, cardiac condition, and cough, cardiac congestion, GN, altered diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, and urinary hematuria, neuro, no sync, physical exam, patient is awake, alert. Operating his blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 77, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 97. Headed back now, pericardial arrhythmia, no indication, except duty chest and tender lungs. Clear, no reason, heart assistance to work, or not reversible, past extremities. No leg edema, complaining of shoulder pain. But able to move, neuro is awake, alert, oriented M3, right side weakness from the stroke. Lab review medication road assessment number 1, CBA, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, expressive aphasia, next line, schizophrenia, next line, bipolar disorder. Line of care will continue all his current medications reviewed and for all precaution and monitoring closely. Next patient is Varnes. Varnes, Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, date of birth 8/25/1947, and place Autumn Lake at Arlington West, date of service 1/20/2022. Patient seen today for follow up and serve to rehab for follow up of CVA. Dysarthria, right hand increases. Today when I saw him, no headache, indigenous, no chest pain, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting, past medical history, interstimulation, seizure disorder, CVA, dysphagia, dysarthria, right hemi increases, ambulatory dysfunction, physical exam, patient is awake. He's alert, lying on the bed, he's forgetful and disoriented. His blood pressure is 110 over 69, pulse 78, temperature 95, respiration 18, pulse ox 94. Next one had my flammable cause next line, next upper nozzle, next and lungs, clear, noise, next and heart, as soon as I've been sore, not and was some positive, next and extremities. No edema, no coughness, next and you move the way, you forget for the disoriented. Assessment patient is admitted. Number one, CV, there are weakness, next and ambulatory dysfunction, next and left upper back wound, there's healing, next and atrial fibrillation, next and seizure disorder, next and dysarthria, next and dementia, next and plan of care. I have reviewed all the medications, the continued local skin care. Here we are discussed with the nursing staff. Next patient is Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, L-S-E-L-L-I-S, Howard Ellis, date of birth 10/22/1943, place Autumn Lake at Arlington West, date of service 1/20/2024. Patient is a follow-up progress, and all patients seen today for follow-up. At the rehab center, no history of traumatic brain injury, cervical spine stenosis, and hyperlipidemia, generalized weakness. This is a 80-year-old male, has been admitted to cervical rehab with the multiple medical problems, previous history of PCD, ambulatory dysfunction, traumatic brain injury. Today, no headache, no dizziness, no shortness of breath, lying on the bed, no distress. In physical exam, he's awake, he's alert, but forgetful, memory deficit. Blood pressure 144 over 80, pulse 80, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 95%. Next up, longevity, chest, not under lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, SMS, to from the soft, not under some past extremity, no demon, neuro, he's awake, forgetful, and dissonant as a memory deficit. Assessment number one. Urinary retention, next and neurogenic bladder, next and structure, third post superpulmonary catheter placement, next and pulmonary hypertension, next and diabetic neuropathy, next and HCFC, decolitis treated in the past, next and cervical spongiosis, next and ambulatory dysfunction, next and plan of care. Patient, the medication is reviewed. We'll continue our his current medication, local skin care, case plan discussed with nursing staff. No acute issue reported today by the nursing staff. Next patient is Battle BATTLE Ronald R1ALD, date of birth 4/11/1950, date of service 1/20/2024, place Autumn Lake at Arlington West. Patient seen today as a follow up in the nursing facility. He has no headache and dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestion. Patient has been admitted due to multiple medical problems at the facility. Fever, disorder, alcohol abuse, dementia, CF anemia, and unable to take care of self, dependence on the IDR. On examination, patient is awake, is alert, forgetful, disoriented. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 80, temperature 97 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 96%. Next line, acceptable longevity, next line, lungs clear, no wheezing, next line, heart, essence, next line, abdominal soft, not from pulse, positive, next line, extremity, no demon, next line, neuro is awake, forgetful, disoriented. Next line, lab reviewed, next line, assessment, number 1, seizure disorder, number 2, alcohol abuse, next line, dementia, number. Definition of anemia plan. Patient's current medications will be continued. Discuss with the nursing staff, no other acute issues reported. Next patient is that will be BATTLE. Next patient is not a bad. Next one is Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H. Patient in Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H, Branch, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. Date of birth 8/11/1966, place, Autumn Lake, Arlington West, date of service 1/20/2024. Patient seen today at the acute nursing rehab for follow up of his. CVA, hypertension, this is 57-year-old male, history of hypertension, epilepidemia, toxic brain injury, previous CVA, right MCA, with the left hemiplegia, has been admitted for continuation of care today when I saw him, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills, past history, hypertension, excellence. Right MCA stroke with left hemiplegia, next line. Dysphagia, next line. Alcohol abuse, next line. Substance abuse, next line. Hyperlipidemia. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's lying on the bed. No acute distress, his blood pressure is 124/70, pulse 70, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%. Headed neck, numb, cardiac, 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 neck, supple, chest, and tender, lungs, clear, heart, SNS, two, abram, soft, non, turn, bars, on, past, extremity, nodema, neuro, his, colored, but forgetful, and disoriented, assessment number 1, CVA, with the left hemiplegia, CV of the left hemiplegia, next hand hypertension, next hand disabling, next hand dementia, next hand hypertension, plan of care, patient, all the current medication we continued and reviewed. So our precaution care plan discussed the nursing staff. No other acute issue reported. Next patient is Brown Roosevelt, BROWNROSAVELT, Brown Roosevelt, data, birth 6/12/1939, place Atom Lake at Arlington West, data service 1/20/2024, patient seen today. The nursing we have is a follow-up, a subjective, today no headache or dizziness, he's lying on the bed, no bleeding, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Patient has multiple medical problems, past medical history, CVA, with residual right side weakness, next hand hypertension, next hand CKD stage 3, history of prostate cancer, obstructive uropathy, ureter stone, stratocost right side nephrostomy 2 placement, cognitive impairment, seizure disorder, chronic anemia, UTI, history of heart block, status post pacemaker. Today when they saw him, he has no headache, dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no bleeding, no cough, no congestion. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful and disoriented. Blood pressure 134/70, pulse 74, temperature and sample 5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 96%. Adrenal pneumophilic isenteric, no ear, there's a discharge. Next, pulse, no JVD, chest, not tender, lungs. By that around, kind of wheezing, heart, SMS, two abdomen, soft, non transversal past the extremities. No edema, no wake, forgetful, generalized weakness, assessment number 1, CVA. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line. History of AFib, history of CD, colitis treated. Next line, CKD, next line, status post, nephrostomy tube placement. Next line, prostate cancer, next line, cognitive impairment, next line, seizure disorder, next line, prostatic hypertrophy, next line, history of cardiomyopathy. With reaction for 40% to 45%. Plan of care, patient will be continued on all his current medication. I have reviewed. CBC, BMP will be monitored. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. No other acute issue reported today. Patient lying on the bed. I have reviewed his recent labs. Mark of 9.4, marker 30.3. Total 11, CO2 26, creatinine 1.3, potassium 3.6, glucose 110, sodium 143. We'll continue monitor labs, electrolyte, continue all his current medication. We're going to discuss the nursing staff. Next patient is Jert, G-E-H-R-T-S, Jert, Rai, R-O-Y, date of birth 8/30/1971, place, Atom Lake at Arlington West, date of service 1/20/2024. Patient, progress note, subjective, patient has no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no complaint, lying on the bed, On examination, patient is awake, alert, no Q distress, blood pressure 124 over 68, pulse 70, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%. Excellent, acceptable, no JVD, excellent lungs are clear, no wheezing, excellent heart, excellent stone, excellent blood is soft, not a boss on positive, excellent extremities, no edema, chronic skin changes, both legs. Neuro is awake, he's alert, lying on the bed. No acute distress. Chart reviewed, medication reviewed, assessment, patient has been admitted. Atrial fibrillation, next line, chronic venous of the leg, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, history of cardiomyopathy, next line, vitamin D deficiency, next line, diabetes mellitus, next line, hypertension, next line, obesity, next line, plan of the year, next line. I reviewed all the medication, will continue current medications and discuss the nursing staff. No other acute issue reported with the staff. Next patient. Ringgold, RINGGOLD. Arthur, ARTHUR, Ringgold Arthur, date of birth 12/8/1934. Race, Autumn Lake, healthcare at Arlington West, date of service 1/20/2024. Patient seen today at the nursing home for follow up. Patient has been doing well. He didn't have any headache, dizziness, shortness of cough and congestion. He has known history of CVA, the left side weakness, TJD, hypertension, COVID with recovery. Today when I saw him, he has no other complaint. On examination, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful, blood pressure 108 over 70, pulse 97, temperature and 68 from temperature. Temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, pulse 68, respiration 18, pulse 98%, next up, positivity, chest, not under lungs, no wheezing, heart, no stupid, bone soft, not a mouse, no pulse, extremity, no edema, neuro patient is awake, he's forgetful and disoriented. Oriented time 2. Assessment number 1, CVA, next line. Left side weakness, next line DJD, next line hypertension, next line hyperlipidemia. Next line, plan of care will continue all his current medication reviewed. He can discuss the nursing staff. If it is maintained, aspirin will be continued and statin will be continued. He's already on amlodipine, blood pressure is stable. Other than PRN for pain and multivitamin daily, and he takes colase PRN for constipation. No other acute issue reported by the nursing staff. This is the end of the education. Thank you.